In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. In this morning's readings from the Gospel of John and the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about the Word of God coming to unexpected people, or at least people whom the Jews did not expect to receive the Word of God. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is passing through Samaria, which was a region to the north of Judea, and it was part of the ancestral homeland of the 12 tribes of Israel. In fact, back before that kingdom was split, so back in the time of King David and King Solomon, this was part of the kingdom of Israel. But after King Solomon, it split off from Judea, or the tribe of Judah, and was a separate kingdom, and then it had its own separate history. And because of all of that history, even though this region was very close to the Jews' home in Judea, and even though the Samaritans were really distant cousins of the Jews, they were seen by the Jews as being traitors. Traitors and half-breeds and heretics even. I'll explain why. Because when the when foreigners came through and conquered Israel and then resettled Israel with people from other nations, these Samaritans, those people who lived in the northern part of the old kingdom of Israel, they intermarried with those idolatrous foreigners. They intermarried with them. They sort of collaborated with the enemies of the Jews. And they also kind of reinvented the ancient faith of the Old Testament. They took with them parts of the Old Covenant, like the first five books of the Old Testament, but they added in things from paganism. Instead of following, and they really didn't even follow the first five books, even though they took them with them, because there we read that sacrifice and the worship of God is only to occur in Jerusalem. But the Samaritans, as we heard in today's gospel, they didn't worship in Jerusalem, they worshiped on Mount Gerizim. They kind of reinvented the Jewish faith, and therefore they were heretics. Right? So traitors, half-breeds, intermarried with these other peoples, these foreigners, and having betrayed their people. So the Jews didn't like the Samaritans, and the Samaritans really didn't like the Jews. But Jesus, as he's passing through this region, he doesn't just sort of keep his head down and say, let's get through here as quickly as we can, you know, like kids roll up your windows. Instead, he stops at this well, knowing as God that this woman is going to be there. And he has this conversation with her, by which he mysteriously, but also very intentionally, draws her in. He helps to bring down her walls of defensiveness by this series of questions, so that she's the one really seeking from him. He's not the Jew who comes to her and tells her, like, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to believe. But she is intrigued by him, and she seeks from him this water which overflows to eternal life. And she wonders at his prophetic word, and finally she receives this news that it is the Christ, the awaited Christ, who is before her. And she comes to faith in him, and not only that, but she brings others to faith in him. So that's the gospel, and in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we have a similar story of the faith in God spreading even further beyond the bounds of Judaism, beyond the bounds of the Jewish people. Remember that originally almost all of the first Christians were Jews. You know, all of the 12 disciples were Jews. And originally they sort of kept the faith to themselves. As we read in today's reading from Acts, that the apostles who were scattered because of persecution, so the Jewish authorities were persecuting the Christians, and as a result the Jewish Christians kind of fled from Judea and they went outside of Judea to other countries. But still they spoke the word to none except for Jews who were sort of living in those places. The Jews had been scattered before, and so even there were non-Christian Jews living throughout the world in these various cities. And so the disciples, as they went away from Judea, they preached the word only to their kinsmen, their brothers. Except that when certain ones came to Antioch, they spoke to the Greeks also. They spoke to the Gentiles. And this is an even bigger step for Jews. You know, not just Samaritans, but to the Gentiles. Because the Gentiles represented for the Jews total betrayal of God, total darkness, idolatry, impurity, profaneness. These are the Gentiles who practiced all sorts of wickedness, really. Now, of course, there were some Gentiles who were better than others, but in the Jewish mind, the Gentiles were wrapped up in that wickedness of those who lived apart from the law. But here, some of the Christians, some of the faithful, reach beyond the bounds of their customs, of their people, and brought faith in Christ to strangers. And we see that this also was blessed by God. You know, in the Gospel of John, we hear how many of the Samaritans came to believe because Christ reached out to this one woman. And here, when Barnabas came, he saw how the grace of God had really exploded here in Antioch, and many were coming to the faith. And he rejoiced in it, even though he was a Jew, because he knew from Christ, in fact, that salvation was for everyone. This was a hard thing for them to accept, but Christ had told them at the beginning of the book of Acts, at the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, before Christ ascended into heaven, he told his disciples that you will be my witnesses, not just in Judea, but in Samaria and to the uttermost ends of the world. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, these two readings are for us a reminder not to be complacent in our community here. They say, and they've said for decades, that Sunday morning is the most segregated hour in America. And even though I think all of us are in our hearts open to welcoming others, it really, I think, takes an extra effort to let those who are not like us, whether they be, you know, a different race, a different background, a different political philosophy, a different worldview, a different, you know, what have you, for us to welcome them into our midst, to reach out to them in love, just like our Lord Jesus Christ reached out to the Samaritan woman, just like those brave Jewish Christians in Antioch reached out to the Greeks. How we're going to do this, I don't have specific answers for, but I know it's something that we need to be aware of. Because the church is for all people. The Orthodox Church is for all people. So let us pray and ask God to strengthen us and give us wisdom for this task of bringing the gospel to all nations and all peoples. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Amen.